One of the big themes as we cover the news for you these days is homelessness. You know, the city of Seattle and King County declared a state of emergency around homelessness. And that really hit home with one Shoreline couple who'd been watching during and after the recession as more and more homeless people appeared in their neighborhood. And a tent city of 16 adults and kids moved into the church parking lot across from their office. The couple found themselves personally involved with that tent city and personally breaking the law. KUOW's Jeannie Yandel has this postcard.
This is the ambient sound today. Water on tarp. My name is Brad Lancaster. I'm an attorney in Shoreline, Washington. We're sitting on my patio, which has a little fire pit, and it is the headquarters of the homeless camp that's here.
Yeah, this is their kind of common area.
Common area.
My name is Kim Lancaster, and I'm a paralegal and a limited license legal technician. And I'm here with my dog, Sophie, who would rather be on the floor licking up the crumbs.
The immediate reason this became important was because this tent city moved in across the street from my law office. And so we got to know them as we brought meals and talked, and some of them came over and talked about legal issues. And so I got to know some of them, so they weren't scary stereotypes anymore. They were people. And as I got to know them, I saw that their problems were very much like the problems that everyone has. Often, instead of having one or two, they have three or four. And some of them have collided to make them homeless. They've become poor and then finally can't enter the rental market any longer.
When we heard that this tent city didn't have a place to go, we heard they had kids, we just thought, you know, we can't let them go on the streets, and we have a big backyard.
Well, Kim brought it up first. She said, well, could we put them in the backyard? And I said, no, that's a crazy idea. But we were going to Idaho to see family, and so we had 10 hours of driving to do, so we talked for 10 hours on the road. And I stayed up the whole night before because I couldn't go to sleep. That's what usually happens to me when there's something that's pressing to think about. And I could not think of a reason why it couldn't be done. I could only think of reasons why it would be inconvenient to do.
It was a long conversation.
We just felt like we couldn't say no, even if it was going to make some trouble. We're not big troublemakers.
MPR is here.
Oh, hi.
We're just going to go have a cigarette.
We're going to do something bad. We're going to
designated smoking area.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Kids, do not do this.
America's always had a little bit of a tortured relationships with its people who are in trouble. If you read the Shoreline Zoning Code, which is very similar to many zoning codes all across the United States, there's not a single square inch where you can stay legally if you're homeless. You can't pitch your tent. You can't sleep on the sidewalk. You just can't be here. So, I'm an attorney. I knew it was illegal. But I'm an attorney. I also knew that I knew how to fight. And so I did. And that's gone well, because the people of Shoreline and their government and the people of Shoreline generally are people of good faith. They don't want people out on the street suffering any more than we do. And so they have fought with one hand tied behind their back and a smile.
Our two-year-old, he's back in his tent.
My house is 770 square feet with one bathroom. So there's quite a difference between having two people using your bathroom and having 18 people use your bathroom, especially when it's not just for an evening or a party, but every day, all day. So that's different. I can't complain about it. Everyone's polite and cleans up after themselves, and it's a good arrangement, but we're a little short on toilets, and we could do with 10 washers instead of one. But we're making it work, because that's what's on the agenda at this moment.
What was the score of the Seahawks game? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it a little too soon?
Overnight, I entered a community. Here they are. And that's a bit of a jolt, but it's been a good thing for me. It stretches me, breaks me out of my little patterns, and, I'd like to be a better human, and I think the camp's helping me do that.
Brad and Kim Lancaster live in Shoreline. You'll find photos of the tent city in their backyard. It'll be there until the end of March. You can find that at KUOW.org. That postcard was produced by KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.